This Ross Greenwood podcast is brought to you by superadvice.com.au. Make sure you get the correct advice on super changes before the June 30 deadline. Go to superadvice.com.au. Super Advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
From there, let's go back to our Parliament House studios here. I'm joined by the Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia that represents the top 100 companies in this nation. Jennifer Westacott is with me. Jennifer, many thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ross.
In regards to this budget, there's not specifically stuff in there for big businesses per se. There's the clampdown on the foreign multinationals in terms of their tax. There's the big spend in infrastructure, which is the key for many of the big businesses.
Absolutely. Look, I think if you take the budget in its entirety, it's pretty good. If I think about the two things we judge it on, does it get spending under control and does it help grow the economy? On the spending front, you know, capped spending at 2%. We are a bit worried that there are a lot of revenue measures still. We're not doing the work on getting the structure of the budget right, slowing the rate of growth in the big spending programs. And of course, debt continues to grow. On the growing the economy front, the budget's much, much better. To your point, big infrastructure spending, which drives productivity, which drives jobs. Obviously, the government's committed to its enterprise tax plan, which really matters for Australian companies. It's mission critical now. We've got to do it. There's good stuff on apprenticeships. There's good stuff for small business. I think the point, Ross, is that this budget relies on growth. It relies on the revenue from growth, and business has got to do the heavy lifting. So we need the Senate to get out of its gridlock mentality and do everything it can to make Australian businesses more competitive.
And do you think there is a realistic likelihood that that will occur?
Well, look, you know, we haven't seen that, and that's in many respects why we are where we are, why the budget's a more practical, pragmatic budget than a kind of big reforming budget. That's probably why we've got a bank levy, which we do not think is a good idea. But, you know, we've got a history of governments overspending. We've got a Senate in gridlock. And, of course, you know, we've got now this, you know, what I think is a very poor policy precedent to say, look, we as a parliament can't get spending under control, so we're going to tax the most successful companies in Australia.
I mean, so, therefore, my point to the Treasurer will be the very first question, have you become a high-taxing, high-spending government?
Well, you know, you can't tax. I mean, you know, taxing success is not a great idea. You can't just sort of pick out one segment of the economy. And the question becomes, you know, is this going to stop at banks? We're going to go to, back to the mining tax. I mean, you know, this idea that banks have got to pay their fair share, the banks that are in question, the five banks, are paying $11 billion in tax.
But they're making more than $30 billion in profits.
Yeah, of course they are. But, you know, where does those profits go? They go to their shareholders. They go to superannuation. So we'll be looking at the unintended consequences of this because it will either flow to shareholders or to superannuation. It flows through to business-to-business lending. I mean, people forget what a bank is. You know, it's actually the engine of the economy, and our banks were the cornerstone of our success during the global financial crisis. We've got to be very careful about doing things that weaken them.
Now, bearing in mind that the vast majority of the money that the government will raise, $6.2 billion, will come from that new levy, but call it a tax, on the big banks' liabilities. Jennifer Westacott, the Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia, thanks for joining us this
thanks
evening
much,
in our budget coverage. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll try and uncover some of those infrastructure spends, plus also coming up, of course, the Treasurer, Scott Morrison.
From July 1, the superannuation landscape will be vastly different. You need to be prepared by visiting superadvice.com.au. Should you borrow to get more money into super before June 30? How will transition to retirement change? How can you avoid additional tax? Superadvice.com.au can help you get ready with a wealth of information and the questions to ask your accountant. Be super ready with superadvice.com.au. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.